My next guest is on the line, and that's where I'm going to go next. He is David Atherton. He's a journalist at the European Conservative. He's chairman of the Freedom to Choose, a libertarian organization. He's a journalist and a frequent contributor to the BBC. We're going to be chatting about British politics. David Atherton, thank you so much for being with us on Chai FM.
Thank you very much for the invite.
David, so I'm hoping that our connection will improve. If it doesn't, we'll call you back. Let's see how we go. But I want to start with the moment itself. It's quite astounding. Starmer walks out of number 10 and resigns less than 2 years after winning a general election. How big a shock is this for British politics?
I would suggest to you not at all. He's probably the most hated and despised. I mean, it's the Britain being in 200 years. I think Walpole was the first one about 1720s. So no, he really has ruined this country, and he's universally hated and loathed.
Wow, he managed to achieve all that within 2 years. That's quite an achievement. Cynically, absolutely. But he's been quoted as saying he heard the answer. That's a quote from his parliamentary colleagues. What does that tell us about how deep the internal revolt against him in his own party had become?
Well, indeed, yes. I think when it comes to the opinion polls and his net approval rating, it was minus 46 points.
Goodness gracious.
And, it really is that bad. He came into power. He made all these promises. He made all these promises in the manifesto, which he didn't keep. And then he added new policies which were universally disliked, like the digital ID and things like that. Also the Online Safety Act. We're infringed upon free speech, and also the other aspect which annoyed a lot of people as well. It was his anti-Muslim hostility edict that came out. So not virtually impossible, but you've got to be very careful in your choice of words if you're going to criticise the secular and religious doctrines of Islam.
He spent the weekend at Chequers with his family before arriving at this decision. I guess that means that this wasn't a snap decision. What do we know about the pressure he was under behind the scenes?
As far as I'm aware, we like the scene from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, A2 Brutus, everybody wanted him out, and everybody in the back, and some were actually stabbing him in the front as well, metaphorically speaking. No, because he might have 404 MPs, but he'd probably lose 350 at the current opinion polls. They will become a minority party even.
I want to read you a comment posted all over social media this afternoon by Constantine Kissin, the very well-known podcaster. He's on Trigonometry, and it just resonated me the following. This is what he wrote. He said, "It's genuinely amused me that people think replacing Starmer will make things better. From Boris Johnson's election onwards, we've been shuffling the bollards on the Titanic. You have to actually change direction if you want to avoid crashing into the iceberg. End net zero, make business viable, get welfare under control, fund defense, ensure equality under law, arrest criminals and keep them in jail, deport illegal immigrants and close the border, bring the civil service to heel. Burnham will become as unpopular as Starmer within months, since he isn't going to do any of that." Comment on that, please, if you would, for me.
Oh, I have to say, Constantine has a way with words, and he probably beautifully summed up the situation. Some people have said that he's even further to the left than Keir Starmer, who I see, as an authoritative socialist, if not Marxist. No, he's even worse, the point I was going to make was people have sort of said out the frying pan into the fire, with the proposed and expected change of leadership. I'll put it even worse. It's out of the fire into Burns for this. No, he's, you know, he's going to be just as hated and loathed and despised as anybody else that's been a prime minister, particularly as he's always going to be a tax and spend any status and also authoritarian type person as well. In Britain, we're actually astounded at the lack of free speech that we have in this country. And one of the big cases that really ended up
I'm unsure what we're going to do about this. The quality of the line has been absolutely awful from the get-go. We will try reconnect with David Atherton, but if we can't, I apologize to you. The quality of that call was just absolutely substandard. It's a huge pity because there is so much to discuss about this particular issue. I mean, it's just insane. I happen to live in Australia at a time when they were booting out their prime ministers one after the other. It says so much about the political system that there's that level of instability. David, we've reconnected. I'm hoping that the line will be a little clearer and better than it was before. Are you with me? No, we are having an issue with this line. We will have to reconnect on another occasion. That was unfortunate. We will try reconnect with David Atherton on another day and discuss these issues in detail. It just doesn't kind of make sense to me. Craig's indicating that David is back. David, are you with me?
Absolutely. So sorry about this. So I think one of the problems I have is that because mobile signal around here isn't so good. So tell you what I'll do. I'll go upstairs where the signal's a little bit better. It's connected to the internet,
Is
and
this
I'm just sitting
connected?
by the router. But
Is this connected to British politics and its dysfunctionality? The fact that you don't even have
well,
you're the first world. We're the third world here at the bottom end of Africa, and we have a decent cell phone signal. I find that really quite amusing, to tell you the truth. Talk to me about Andy Burnham. You say you see him as being a further left candidate?
He's further to the left. You know, he want to spend even more money and put us into debt. At the moment, we owe about £3 trillion at the moment, and that's about a year's income. I think every single adult in this country owes in debt £40,000. Every single adult from
Why?
18 to
Sorry, I'm just trying to get my head around the fact why, in the current political circumstances, would they be playing directly into reform's hands by jumping further left? I mean, surely they should be taking a more centrist approach in order to appeal to the vast majority who seem to be in the center.
Yes, indeed, the legal and illegal immigration in this country really is a major burning topic, and probably the most important one, and that includes the economy as well, actually. I think in the last 3 years we've taken in 200,000 channel migrants, and who we when they arrive here, they cost us literally £5 billion a year to house. Then they're also heavily involved in crime, particularly rape and sexual assaults. And they're, you know, and they just does not want to seem to do anything about it.
It's
You
just
know, uh, you
insane.
know, yeah, exactly. So, you know, hopefully that's give you a flavour of why we're so angry in this country.
And let's talk about the political system itself. I mean, the fact that Britain is now looking at its seventh prime minister, it's in a decade, that apparently is the correct figure. Surely that does something about engendering trust in the entire system. And what does it do to the UK's global standing? I mean, surely there's a crisis in the system right now.
Well, indeed, you know, it looks like our managed decline is going to be accelerated. There seems to be nobody. I think we have the general problem here is you have the what we call the blob, the swamp, the political class, the Uniparty. It is completely at odds with the general population in this country. Completely at odds with it. Funny enough, I was writing an article earlier on just before you phoned. And for example, on immigration, there were opinion polls going back to 1950, and virtually every single one, there's a thumping majority of 60 to 70% of people who want it stopped or reversed. One of the big features of British politics at the moment is talk about remigration, whereby existing people who are over here on work permits, who were coming up for their residency permits, are turned away and deported. There is not too much pushback against that.
It's really fascinating because clearly the issue of immigration is a massive one for the British electorate. I mean, if you think about it, that's probably what pushed you out of the European Union was that single issue. And it's just interesting to me that Starmer just blindly continued the current approach instead of responding to the electorate. Why would he do that?
Because he's that stupid, he can't critically think. Well, seriously, he's a human rights lawyer by training.
But David, even if he was, British politics is not about one person. He's responsible to a party. There must be some bright people, whether you disagree with their politics or not. There are people who are sensitive to what the electorate is feeling and thinking. They earn their living by that. Surely they don't want to be jobless. I mean, I just don't understand why people weren't feeding to him the truth.
The Channel migrants are still coming over in their droves at the moment. They have cut back legal immigration quite substantially by the looks of things, which is to their credit. But as a generalisation, the political class, compared to the electorate, are completely disjointed and, as I say, completely at odds with each other. They have nothing in common with us.
Final question, because we are out of time and I need to wrap. I'm just wondering, if you look at Starmer's short time in office, and how do we view this resignation? Is it a personal failure? Is it a party failure? Or is it a symptom of something much deeper, of political dysfunction in the UK?
Well, to my mind, it's a socialist failure, I should say, socialist failure. It's been a complete and utter mess from start to finish. They had their ideology. They're not prepared to change it. And if they've got to go down in the Titanic, if they've got to go down with the Titanic, so be it, because they're not prepared to compromise with the electorate, how the electorate wants this country run.
David Atherton, we are going to leave it there. Thank you for your input here on Chai FM this afternoon.